I'm Spencer Beckwith, for KUNM. Dr. Paul Hutton is Distinguished Professor of History at the University of New Mexico, with a specialty in U.S. history and history of the American West. He is also a scholar of film and popular culture. And Dr. Hutton has curated a current exhibit at the Albuquerque Museum, Hollywood Southwest, New Mexico in Film and Television. And he's with us now. Dr. Hutton, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Spencer.
In the past 10 years, thanks to state incentives, there's been a boom in film production here in New Mexico. But our relationship with Hollywood actually goes back much further than just 10 years.
It does. It goes all the way back to the dawn of cinema. Edison's own camera crews came here and shot a little film called Isleta Day School, which is the first ever shot in New Mexico. And that was before the turn of the previous century.
Oh, my.
New Mexico really didn't get on the cinema map until the mid-teens, 1912. D.W. Griffith, on his way to Hollywood with Max Sennett, stopped in Albuquerque. They were enchanted by the light and shot a couple of films here. So that was the beginning.
These filmmakers did eventually continue on to California. There they had great light and they had a variety of locations. They had good weather. Why did filmmakers then come back to New Mexico to film?
Well, New Mexico had many of the qualities that filmmakers were looking for. And, of course, good weather is a key. But New Mexico even outdoes California in terms of good weather because our weather is driven by altitude. So if you're filming here and you need a winter scene, all you have to do is go into the mountains. You don't have to go very far. If you want a desert scene, you can have that. If you want a cityscape, you can have that. And so through the years, New Mexico's proven a very flexible location for filmmakers. Now, obviously, because of our landscape and because of our history, Westerns were the key to filmmaking success in New Mexico. And Tom Mix came to New Mexico and shot several Western films. Las Vegas was the center of filmmaking at that time. It eventually shifted to Gallup, and Gallup became a center of Western movie making all through the 40s, 50s, and into the early 60s. But of course, the days of the Western were numbered.
A lot of the objects in the exhibit come from your personal collection of film memorabilia. Could you share some of your favorites that you've put into the exhibit?
Well, I had a large collection of material, and 10 years ago I had done a big exhibit on Billy the Kid, and my fascination with some of these Western characters comes from their portrayal in popular culture. And so I had the Billy the Kid material and other material related to Western films made here in New Mexico. But then I went on quite a buying campaign and tried to put together sort of a bedrock basic film collection. A lot of it's paper, press books, stills, lobby cards, posters of various sizes, and I wanted to be able to allow the viewer to walk through the history of New Mexico filmmaking. And I stand there and I listen to folks as they go. They go, oh, I saw that movie. Oh, I didn't know that was filmed here. And there's a real response to the wide variety of films that were made here.
Dr. Paul Hutton teaches American history and film at UNM. He's the curator of Hollywood Southwest, New Mexico in Film and Television. It's on view through August at the Albuquerque Museum. More from Dr. Hutton at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.